Welcome to saxophonist Tia Fuller. From the growing cohort of women in jazz who don't sing or play something other than the piano, Tia is playing a composition of her own entitled Just a Journey Because Baby Blue. The show today is about journeys and trips. What's the difference between a journey and a trip? Well, you can make a trip to the laundromat, but going back to your hometown seven states away, that's a journey. And the music mostly reflects that difference. The journey music tends to be more serious, expansive, and complex. Trip music tends to be faster, brighter, and simpler. Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSH LP Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org on your listening device of choice. Here are two journeys and a trip to illustrate the difference that sets them apart from each other. Journey to Donna Fugata by Salvatore Bonafede is up first, and it starts very, very hesitantly. So practice a little patience. You'll be amply rewarded as the piece develops. the top of the spot, Journey to Donna Fugata, from the album of the same name by Salvatore Bonafede. Complex music on a complex subject, no less than the history of Sicily, where Donna Fugata is the wine-growing district on the northwest coast. The other musicians beside Mr. Bonafede on piano were Enrico Rava trumpet, John Abercrombie guitar, Ben Street bass, and Clarence Penn drums. Journey to the Stars was next by Tom Harrell trumpet, Danny Grissett piano, Ugana Okegwo bass, and Jonathan Blake drums. And just now, the Frisky Trip music, The Trick of the Trip by Malachi Thompson trumpet, Carter Jefferson tenor sax, Kirk Brown piano, Harrison Bankhead bass, and Oriel Ra drums. Getting around today on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online.
VOV programming support is provided by Quartermaster Cottage, where the harbor view showcases each season from the front deck. The spacious interior is always bright, and the location offers access to island activities as well as relaxing walks on the beach. They're open year-round. Find them on the web at quartermastercottage.com.
Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
agitation followed by reflection, two trips followed by one journey. Ornette Coleman on alto saxophone at the top of the spot with Round Trip from New York Is Now, an album Ornette recorded for Blue Note in 1968 with tenor saxophonist Dewey Redman. Jimmy Garrison was the bassist and Elvin Jones the drummer. Chico Hamilton came next with A Trip, Chico on drums and percussion, along with the fiery Arnie Lawrence, alto sax, Larry Coryell, guitar, and Richard Davis, bass. And just now we heard a 66-year-old Jackie McLean in a mellow mood on his alto sax, reminiscing about a sentimental journey home. Sentimental Journey, a monster hit for Doris Day a long, long time ago. Junko Onishi on piano, Nat Reeves bass, and Lewis Nash drums. And now, if perchance you have dozed off, here's Michael Golan Johnson to wake you up.
You are listening to Journeys and Trips on The Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon, broadcasting from the island of the same name in Puget Sound in Washington State. Voiceofvashon.org is our online address, connecting us to the rest of the world. So, Bill.
So, Michael, I've got to unload some anxiety here about the next track.
That's funny, because I was just about to ask you about it. You know, Tito's Acid Trip, right? Another kind of trip entirely.
You know I don't do drugs, right?
Is that what you're worried about? That our audience will think less of you?
Well, that and the fact that it is 13 minutes long and it's kind of, well, trippy.
Woo-hoo! Let's hear this thing.
Thank you. Are you still with me? Has everybody left? That was Tito's Acid Trip, another kind of trip entirely. It was performed by an all-Seattle group.
Drug Hub of the West.
Now cut that out. Just let me get through this.
Why? Everyone's gone.
Okay, Jay Clayton was the singer, along with the Jim Knapp Collective. Jim, a former resident of Vashon on trumpet. The composer, Aaron Alexander, was the drummer, with Phil Sparks bass and Brad Shepik guitar. Tito's Acid Trip, from the 1992 album of the same name, a trip that I probably shouldn't have taken here, on the Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Support for Voice of Vashon comes from Airlift Northwest, providing life-saving air medical transport 24 hours a day in our community and throughout the region. For more information, visit airliftnw.org.
With my reputation possibly in tatters, we are now closing up shop with, appropriately enough, the last stage of a long journey. Classic journey music, somber, reflective, maybe even a little bit sad. The German bassist Eberhard Weber wrote the piece and performs it here with Paul McCandless, oboe and soprano sax, Rainer Bruninghaus, piano and keyboards, and Michael DePasqua, drums and percussion. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long. Thanks for listening. Stay sober, stay healthy, and above all, stay cool, everybody.
Thank you.